We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com. That's HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made.
Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are brought to you by Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Dave, it's game day. Saints are playing a Thursday night game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we are giving you a special game day preview. It's a combination preview of the Jaguars and a mini mailbag of questions from listeners, viewers, patrons. It's amazing. So hey, Dave, Saints are 1 point.
Yeah. You're like my father-in-law. That's what he does. He goes through, he gets old and he just, he goes through everybody's name until he gets to the right one.
That's right.
You were like, so Kev, Andrew,
so
Dave.
Kevin. Dave. The Saints are, as we record this podcast, we'll be honest with the people. We record some of the weekly ones, the mailbag ones, after the main show, because that's why my eyes are glassed over, because I'm drunk, and we're recording this. But as we're recording this on a Tuesday night, the Saints play on Thursday, but you're getting this on game day. The Saints are currently a one-point favorite. I would expect by kickoff, Dave, that's going to be Jacksonville by a point.
Wait, maybe. Now the Saints are a one-point favorite?
A one-point favorite. It was Jacksonville, 1.5. It swung.
Did that change since we just recorded the live show 10 minutes ago? I thought we ended it. It was the Saints were 3-point
favorite. No, the Saints were a 3-point favorite on Monday. They're a 1-point favorite now. Okay. So that's where we are. This game is really interesting because...
To pick 'em.
It'll probably be a pick'em or Jacksonville a slight favorite.
I mean, if it's 1 point anyway, it's a pick'em.
It's a pick'em, yeah.
I mean, theoretically.
So here's the thing. The Saints' offensive line is a mess. We don't know who's going to start at tackle. We don't know what they're going to do. But the Jaguars' offensive line is pretty banged up. Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars quarterback, he gets sacked way more than he has his first couple of years. I might throw up again, Dave. I'm not even going to lie. Like people that listen to this, if they haven't listened to
it's
the
a good thing we have video on this, so people can see that you're
people can see it
that
it,
you're hiccuping and you know, taking a moment, taking a breath, and washing this all down with more liquor.
The espresso coffee 99 proof completely defeated me. Completely just defeated me. I am not too big of a man to admit when I am licked. The espresso liqueur destroyed me. It's like the 85 Bears or the 2011 Saints. But the Jaguars.
It's your Bill Vinovich.
Here's the thing with the Jaguars, Dave, that I think gives the Saints a fighting chance in this game. The Jaguars, they only have 12 sacks as a team.
And they're a little beat up, too.
They're a little beat up. But here's the thing. Josh Allen, their defensive lineman, he's exceptional. He's in a contract year. He has 7 of their 12 sacks. They only have 4 guys on their team that have sacks. If you add Josh Allen and Walker, that is 9.5 of their 12 sacks.
Right.
So here's my point with this game. If the Saints can just figure out how to block Josh Allen, I think they can move the ball. Like, and it's
okay. What makes you think that they're going to figure out how to block Josh Allen? I mean, the problem with that is it's like if they're going to figure out how to block, but if they're actually successfully going to figure out how to block Josh Allen, that means they're going to be using resources from somewhere else, whether it's other offensive linemen or whether it, you know, pulling, you know, people from the left side pulling or whatever, or right side pulling, or whether it's running backs chipping or whatever, which then, you know, leaves you shorthanded to make a play. This is a terrible, terrible matchup. I hate this. I don't like it at all. I didn't predict the Saints to win. I'm predicting the Jaguars to win. This is no bueno. No bueno. Me no likey.
I just feel like, though, Dave, for this
why matchup, do you think why do you think that they're going to all of a sudden be able to block Josh Allen of all people? They haven't been able to block whoever the hell was on the Texans.
I just feel like on a short week, you condense the plan.
On a short week, it makes everything worse. It's shorter. We're not good. We need help. We need more time. We don't need less time.
LSU, former LSU.
Nobody says, oh my gosh, I can't figure this out. Hey, please hurry. Let me hurry up and figure this out.
I'm just saying, like, I think they're going to be able to move the ball.
This is Ralph. Look, there's a difference between thinking they're going to be able to move the ball and hoping they're going to be able to. You are hoping they are going to be able to move the ball. You don't think they're going to be able to ball. There's no rational atom in your brain that could possibly be telling you.
Filled with hope and alcohol, Dave.
All right.
I'm just like, here's the thing. Like, the Saints one time, what year did they play?
I don't mean to be like really, I'm sorry. I know I'm Dave Downer. I know but like, I think right now things are snowballing and they're getting worse. Only because of like injuries on the offensive line. Like we already had with our starters, our offensive line sucked. With the 5 best guys we had on this roster, our offensive line sucked. And now like 2-3 of those guys are gone, which means our offensive line is that much worse.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
And you think all of a sudden something's
going to happen. Yeah, here's the thing.
You were the... Thomas, where's my sound? Ralph was the one who thought that things were going to change because they beat the New England Patriots, who are proving to be possibly the worst team in the NFL. Possibly the worst team in the NFL.
Here's the thing, Dave. Almost 8 years to the day, 2015, Thursday, October 15th, the 1-4 Saints played
Thursday, October 14th.
2015.
2015. 10-15-15.
The 1-4 Saints played the 5-0 Atlanta Falcons, and the Saints won 31-21. They started a guy, Tony Yules, at one of the tackle spots. I'm just saying.
All right, I know.
We just need a little magic, a little shenanigans.
I mean, you're right.
This and that. Like, it can happen. Like, Thursday night shit can happen. I know. I feel like.
But again, you're not thinking that. You're hoping.
I feel
you don't really have any. You don't really have any support, any scientific evidence to back this up.
No, I don't. But here's my thing. I truly believe this game is going to go one of two ways. Either the Jaguars are going to stomp the Saints into the dirt, and Al Michaels and Kurt Herbstreit are going to be like, oh, the Jaguars, they're a real contender in the AFC. They're beating the Saints 40-0. Mm-hmm. Doesn't Dennis Allen look sad? He may need to make changes. Or the middle of the third quarter, Al Michaels is going to be real excited because the game's going to be crazy and weird and wonky, and there's going to be a ton of shenanigans. And Al Michaels usually just sleepwalks through these Thursday night games.
All right, now hold on a second, because you just said you think the Saints are going to like blow this out of the water, and they're going to put up a bunch of
points. Either or, like it, I don't see the Jaguars winning like a really close game. I see the Saints either winning an ugly, disgusting game,
right,
or the Jaguars winning by 3 touchdowns.
Okay, but I thought you were just saying that. This was going to be like that random game against the Falcons where they started and they just, well, I thought they won big. Okay. All right.
They won 31-20. They did kind of win big. You're right. They won 31-21.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, let's look at this.
Michael. Well, but I get what you're saying. Look, I think it's going to go one of two ways. And I think those two ways are either, or blowouts on either side. I think either
Michael Motti blocked the punt and scored on.
I remember. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yep. I remember that. That was, it was like a little Steve Gleason esque. I think either the Saints are going to blow out the Jaguars or the Jaguars are going to blow out the Saints.
Oh, wow.
Actually, that's not true. Actually, I could see it being close. I don't know how it's going. I really don't. I have no idea.
Here's the fun part. My son thinks Trevor Lawrence is a girl.
If you've ever watched The Sopranos or Nurse Jackie, if you are familiar with Edie Falco at all, and you're comfortable with Edie Falco at all, like having been if you've invited Edie Falco into your home over any of these years, over the last 20 years that she's graced your television screen, if you're comfortable with her at all, and then you go from Edie Falco. And then you look at Trevor Lawrence, it's jarring because they look so much alike to me, and which makes Trevor Lawrence look like a girl. I do think he is a very effeminate looking woman. I mean, man, sorry.
Yeah. Woman.
Yeah. Mm.
A very handsome woman.
He's a handsome. He's a handsome woman. He's a beautiful man.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know, I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. That's hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. So before we get to the mailbag, Dave, I always ask Kevin when we do these previews. Before we get to that, if I said to you, you can't like predict the score or say the Saints are gonna Jaguars are gonna have five turnovers. But I said to you, you can have either the Saints do one thing really well or have one player have a really great game, not Derek Carr. Who would you pick?
honestly, I think I would go with Alvin Kamara. I think if Alvin Kamara has a great game, we're talking about one or two touchdowns for Alvin Kamara, because that's, you know, the ceiling for Alvin Kamara is six touchdowns, okay? Because we've seen that before. So in a prime time game. So if that's the ceiling, I think if you want to say he has a really good game, I think two touchdowns is good. And I think if the Saints had scored two touchdowns, I think they have a chance to win. Defense obviously can always play good enough. Obviously, maybe they can tack on another touchdown. Maybe Groupie doesn't totally suck it up out there and makes a field goal or two. Maybe we get to 20 points, something like that. And the only reason I don't say like Michael Thomas or Chris Olave, because you know, receivers like that, like you could put up 100 yards and have a good game, but that doesn't necessarily mean you get in the end zone. That's right. I feel like if you're a running back, if you're Alvin Kamara and you have a very good game, that means you're getting in the end zone. So I'm taking Alvin Kamara.
I think if you told me to pick one player, I would pick Michael Thomas. And I would see
this. But he could have 130 yards, no, but he gets in the end zone.
He Michael Thomas gets like 120 yards, two touchdowns, and the Saints are winning by like 10 or 14 points with like 2 minutes to go. And Michael Thomas and Derek Carr and the entire offense is around Pete Carmichael, and they're hugging him, and they're saying, right, he's our boy. Yeah. The fans are, right, mean to him. Yeah. We are behind him, and no,
I'll
it'll be
right there.
It'll be lovely, right, and we'll be excited, and fans on Twitter will be infuriated. But it would be fun. It would be a great scene, like guys hugging, like maybe even give Pete Carmichael a Gatorade bath.
Well, if that's not happening. If that happens, I'll be right there to see it. I'll be there second row, right behind the Saints bench on Thursday night. I don't know. Again, maybe this is crazy to say, but I feel like Michael Thomas has had great games and the Saints have lost.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you could say the same. I feel like whenever Alvin Kamara has a great game, they always win.
They always, yeah. Like, rarely are you like, Alvin Kamara had 125 yards rushing and two touchdowns and the Saints lost. Like, because here's the thing. If you run the ball good,
exactly,
you usually win the game.
Yep, exactly.
So, all right, Thomas, it's mailbag time. What do you got for us?
All right, first question. Oops, forgot to switch something.
My chest hurts so bad, Dave. Go ahead, Thomas.
Still bringing this
now
up.
Saints Rabbit asks, what was...
We already answered.
My, sorry, I haven't... I forgot to switch. I drank with Ralph.
Deducted Jesus!
The drink was too strong.
Somebody else in Poland who can produce our podcast.
The drink was too strong. Not Afredo asks, which position group quits on DA first?
The quarterback position. Derek Carr.
No.
He's already... He's already yelling and screaming. He's already upset. He's already hot. Seat's already hot.
I think... This is a tricky question because I don't... Well, the defense didn't even quit on DA after they lost that horrible Monday night game in Tampa, right? And they had a week off and they bounced back and they won three in a row. So they didn't even quit after that. I would say the position that's most likely to quit, diva wide receivers. Like, they just get fed up and they're like, this offense sucked. It's designed bad. Like,
quarterback, there's only one of them. It's very easy. Only one of them has to quit. And the whole position group is quit. So
I'm going to say receiver. So what's next, Thomas?
What's next?
Next, you say, Vince S. asks, after seeing Zach Bond's interception last week, do you think he's ever run with a football before?
No, I'm not sure he has. I don't think he knows how to hold a football.
He was carrying that football like a loaf of bread. It was terrible.
Maybe he was too excited, you know.
Like a small f***ing baby.
I mean, he was excited. It's the greatest play he's ever made in the NFL. Like, clearly, he was really excited.
And surely all those guys knew that that C.J. Stroud did not have an interception up to that point. And he just got that first interception.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, though...
By the way, has anybody ever... has that ever happened? Has a quarterback ever thrown an interception and a touchdown on the same drive?
I don't know. I'm sure it has happened, but I'm sure it's very, very freaking rare, right? No, I do sort of disagree with Andrew. He said on the big show, I do sort of disagree with him as like, hey, that didn't really swing the game. But I feel like if Vaughn hadn't have fumbled, the Saints would have had first and 10 at the 40.
What I'm saying. No, I disagreed with him on the show. Yeah. I had balls, Ralph. You don't have balls, but I have balls. And I said,
was that before or after I vomited?
I think it was before, but I disagree with him. I think if Bond holds on to that and the Saints are right there, they score the easy touchdown.
It's a 10-point swing. Even if they score a field goal, right? Texans don't score anything, right? It's a 10-point swing in a 7-point game.
I think it's a big difference maker. I also think our defense plays a hell of a lot better when they have a lead. I think the Saints getting a lead is huge, very, very huge. If they can, if you give them two touchdowns early somehow, I think then you're verging on like potential shutout territory, because then they can just shut everything down.
Yeah, I think the thing is, it's true this year, but last year it wasn't, and you made fun of it. Was when the Saints defense gets a lead, then they can harass and sack quarterbacks.
Yeah, no.
And we kept saying last year it was going to happen, and it never did.
No.
But I think this year it's kind of true.
It's absolutely true.
Because here's the thing. Carl Granderson is an elite pass rusher. And when the Saints get ahead, he can pin his ears back and go.
He's the next Trey Hendricks.
Well, he's not.
Except
he's under contract for 4 more years. So, Thomas, what's next?
All right, final question from Saints Rabbits. At this point, which is a better option? Playing Vic Blunderhill?
No, that might be better than Trevor.
Penalty,
yeah.
I like Vic Blunderhill. That's good. That's pretty good. That's quality.
Pretty good.
Playing
strong to very strong.
Playing with 4 linemen and extra tight ends, or just putting an NFL-sanctioned construction barrel out there?
This is tough.
The thing is, the nerds and schematic people would say, play the extra tight end and all yada, yada, yada. But I feel like an NFL-sanctioned construction barrel, Dave, it'll give you consistency every play. Like, no. I don't know if the Saints tight ends can block. The construction barrel, he's going to give you the same effort.
Yeah, every play.
Quality, every single play.
I mean, I guess my question, though, which isn't answered in the question, but like, if we play the construction barrel, does that count as one of our 11 players? Can we still play 11? Then can we?
No,
can we
no I think it would count as 11.
All right.
Well, I think it would count as the one. So I don't think you could play. You could play 11 guys and the construction barrel. Is that illegal?
But the construction barrel is probably it's probably better than Penning. So
here's the downside of the construction barrel. We know Pete Carmichael doesn't like to run motion, and he's starting to run motion now. Finally, if you put the construction barrel in, you can't run motion. Maybe you could find on the side and roll it.
Well, the construction barrel is an offensive lineman. They're not going to be running in motion.
That's true. Well, yeah, but that's true.
No, also the thing about the construction barrel is like Derek Carr knows where it's going to be at all times. So like you could potentially use it, to run interference or set like a pick or something like that.
And here's the thing with the construction barrel. Is it full? Is it like
I'm thinking like cement.
Cement is it?
Yeah. I mean, you're not moving this construction barrel.
Well, but what if filled with oil? Could you pop the top and like?
No, I'm thinking this is like cement filled. Like you are like not moving this construction
barrel. Or like a chemical? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like if it's like sulfuric acid in the barrel, like
Saints Rabbit, you really need to be more descriptive in your questions.
Descriptive in questions. I'm just saying, like,
you need to make sure you cover all.
The
bases.
More I'm thinking about it, though, the barrel, he gives you consistent effort and consistent quality every single play, and he gives you flexibility. You can put him on its side, you can put him straight up, you could fill it with sulfuric acid, you could fill it with oil, you could fill it with sand. I really lean towards the barrel.
All right. Yeah. I think I'm with you.
Yeah. So, guys, enjoy the game Thursday. Listen to the show. And by the way, subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. That's all we say. Like, if you find this on Saints Happy, if you find this on YouTube, and you're like, hey, I haven't found this before. Listen to us, subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and just listen to us for a couple of weeks and see if you like us. That's all we ask. We're award-winning. We have fun. We have a good time. I sometimes drink to excess and throw up
and puke.
During the show. I'm just saying, no other Saints podcast is giving you that. They're giving you X's and O's. They're giving you this. They're giving you that. They're giving you quality. They're giving you sources and all this. No. We are authentic. We throw up during shows. So for Dave, for Thomas running the show back in Poland, best producer on earth, as always, doing a fantastic job, guys. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Saints Jags tonight. And check us out after the show. After the game, we'll be doing an instant reaction podcast. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, the bar is closed.